It is The Economy Explained, the good and the ugly of inflation. NPR's Planet Money, here to tackle the indicators and what they mean for our wallets. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's take a moment, though, to discuss our winter member drive underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Rob Ferret. Hi there, Rob.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and we're here to say that your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So step up, be counted as a supporter with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from 20 donors. Thanks so much to everyone who gave. The goal this hour is to get 25 gifts. These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you count on.
That's right. Upping it just a bit. Let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time. Let's start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, in part because we're commercial-free. But that means we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, business sponsors, they're all important. And there's another source that's very important, too.
Yes, that largest piece of the funding pie for WPR programs comes from you. It's your support that makes all the difference. It is the backbone of how things work here. So when you give, you keep quality, informative, independent, thought-provoking conversations on the air. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, maybe you're thinking, Rob, Kate, this all sounds great, but I got a busy morning here. I don't have time for lots of bureaucratic rigmarole. Well, here's the good news. It takes just a few minutes to do this. Short process. You answer a couple few basic questions, your name, your address, the amount of your gift, and how you want to pay for it.
The rigmarole. I like that. That's it. You know, that's really it. Make that first donation to WPR now. You'll feel good about it because listener support is such a big piece of what makes WPR happen. It is you. Many first-time donors give $10 a month or $120. The amount, though, totally up to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's the best source for news, much better than print or television. Ideas Network has a lot of great programs about literature, arts, cinema, books, etc. And of course, classical music and jazz music. It's commercial free and has some of the best, most enjoyable music on the radio. This is David Corey from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for information in the arts, culture, politics, and the world.
And the world. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you have come to expect. And that is why your support during this winter member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
We know you value your time. We value your time too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is quick and easy. It takes just a few minutes with your name, contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Yes, indeed. Super quick, super easy to do, like Rob said, in your gift right now. It really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on each day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking to get 25 gifts this hour, you can make a difference. You can help us hit this very important goal when you give. You really do make Wisconsin Public Radio, the Ideas Network, possible when you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
How about support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2022 WPR t-shirt? So give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
Sandra in Waupun says, I could not survive without Wisconsin Public Radio. It brings me unbiased news, laughter, intelligent conversation, wonderful music. Plus, each time I listen, I learn something new. And I'm old, Sandra says. How's that for inspiration? Sandra, thank you so much. I feel inspired. Glad to hear you're learning something every time you listen. How about you? Join Sandra with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now to economic indicators demystified. What to make of Wisconsin's record low unemployment rate set against a backdrop of soaring prices? Why are retail sales surging when inflation is as well? What do you want to know about the highest inflation level in 40 years? What about a Fed rate hike? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Stacey Vanek Smith is an NPR correspondent, co-host of Planet Money's The Indicator. Stacey, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. I'm thrilled to be here.
So when the Consumer Price Index climbed 7%, you know, there's hand-wringing. This is highest rise since the early 80s. There's nervousness. And for some families, there are some really hard choices. Can you start by explaining what this level of inflation means for our personal finance, our borrowing, the health of the overall economy?
Yes. Inflation is, it's a huge issue. So inflation is basically just a fancy word for prices going up. And like you said, it's been about 7.5% in the last year, which is many decades high. But for some items, the price jump has been much higher. Things like cars up 40%, gas up 40%, eggs up 13%, steak up 17%. And so what happens is it basically means that our paychecks don't pay for as much. So even though a lot of people, most Americans got a little raise last year, that raise was less than 5%. So essentially we all got a pay cut because our money buys less. Eggs get more expensive, gas gets more expensive. And so it essentially means that we've all kind of gotten a pay cut, which is what can make things so difficult. At the same time, when money loses value, it can make it hard for people to save money, especially if people are living off of fixed incomes and their savings, things like that. It can make people really nervous, and it just causes a lot of anxiety throughout the economy. And especially when it's been rising so steadily for so long, I think we're all watching pretty carefully. I think everybody's pretty nervous.
So what would cause prices to keep rising, to keep increasing versus staying at their current level? What is pushing them up?
Well, it's a few things. I mean, in general, there are a bunch of factors that cause prices to go up. One of the things, all the supply chain problems that we've seen generally means there's a smaller supply of things, right? Economics is all about supply and demand. So when demand is high, which it is, Americans bought more stuff last year than ever before. And so when there's all this demand for things and, you know, things are getting slowed down by the supply chain, that pushes the price up because there are just fewer things and demand is growing. So that's one of the things that's pushing prices up. The other thing is, of course, as you mentioned, the job situation. So it has been a very interesting couple of years for the labor market. Workers have a lot of power right now. And, you know, last month was very, very good. The U.S. added almost 500,000 jobs in just 4 weeks. But still, there are about 11 million open jobs, and a lot of employers are having a really hard time filling jobs. And in order to do that, they're raising wages to try to attract workers. And the result of that is that they need to make up for those increases somewhere. Often they end up raising prices for consumers. Or sometimes, I don't know if anyone out there has noticed this, but things get smaller. It's called shrinkflation. So like the packaged goods you buy, jars of peanut butter and mayonnaise, and, you know, get smaller and smaller. So the price stays the same, but you're definitely still paying more.
Something that you didn't mention there in the mix is raising interest rates. And so going back to the supply chain problems, you know, monetary policy can't unclog a port you know, raising interest rates can't fix the supply chain bottlenecks in LA or whatever busy port, New Orleans. Why would raising interest rates in this case be helpful or something that could help the situation?
That's a great question. This is always what the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, it's its main tool for fighting inflation. It's raising interest rates, essentially raising the cost of borrowing money across the economy. So the way this works, it's an interesting little chain reaction that happens. So basically right now, interest rates are very, very low. So a lot of companies, a lot of people start borrowing money. So businesses borrow money to expand and people borrow money to buy new things. And it tends to heat up the economy. So when you want the economy, when you want to give the economy a little kickstart, you can cut interest rates and it encourages people to borrow money. When you raise interest rates, it makes it more expensive to borrow money. So it slows the economy down. People hesitate a little more before taking out loans. So businesses won't expand as quickly. People might not buy that house or buy that car or buy that boat or whatever purchase they're thinking about. It makes people hesitate a little bit. And that has sort of like a big broad ripple effect across the economy.
Like a cooling off effect, if you will.
Yeah, it has a cooling off effect. And so in turn, what that tends to do is it dampens demand for things. And, you know, because so if the supply is limited, the demand starts getting a little limited too. And then prices start to come down a little bit.
NPR's Planet Money is here, co-host of The Indicator, Stacey Vanek-Smith. You can join in. When do you think we will realistically see inflation go back to normal levels? How big of a problem is the worker shortage in your industry? Are you changing jobs in the great reshuffle as employers scramble to boost pay and offer better flexibility? Join in, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Stacey Vanek-Smith here on the Ideas Network. We've got Planet Money on the morning show explaining economic indicators, what to make of the great reshuffle or the great renegotiation, they may call it. Now let's get an update on our winter member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. You count on the Ideas Network for these great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these conversations possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Good news. Already this hour, we're making good progress toward our goal, looking now for 19 more people to join in by the end of the hour. When you give, you fund the morning show and all the other Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you count on. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network is your public radio station. You come here for great discussions about ideas, whether it's an interesting little nugget or something that's very big, like inflation, or something big that could change history.
Your whole day can be changed by something you hear. That is the power of great radio programs like the ones here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that is the power of your support.
This winter member drive is your opportunity to be part of the radio service that you and thousands of other people rely on. Make your difference. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now that you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you might be looking for the best way to make your gift. The best way, become a sustainer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or your credit card, and you set it up to be then ongoing.
So easy. A sustaining gift is a really powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for the programs that you count on. So you make an easy-to-pay monthly gift, and those donations, they add up to have a really big impact for WPR. Choose an amount, say $10 or $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
Now we need 16 more gifts by the end of the hour. We can do it with your help. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support during this winter member drive makes the WPR programs you count on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount to give.
This member drive supports the programs you love in style with the new WPR t-shirt. This super comfy light blue t-shirt will showcase your love of Wisconsin's nature and WPR. It'll be your new favorite way to show off your WPR pride. Ask for yours when you give $12 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Your support during this winter member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And so your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
If you've already renewed or you make those ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And if you haven't given just yet, join thousands of other WPR members by donating now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The lovely 2022 WPR t-shirt is out now. It is made in the U.S., printed here in Wisconsin. Give $12 a month or more. You can show your WPR pride when you wear it. Ask for that t-shirt at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And here's the thing. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support, up it just a bit, by, say, $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Rob, take it away.
Cynthia in Wausau says, WPR has great content and interesting topics. I always learn something new. Glad you're learning, Cynthia. Glad it's worth something to you. How about you? Make your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and thanks.
Now we go to Planet Money, helping us make sense of what workers want in these times as confidence in job moves are high, especially in construction, tech industries. But in inflation, as we've been talking about, looms large, highest in 40 years, totally wiping out pay raises. What do you want to understand about these financial and economic times with help from Planet Money? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Co-host of The Indicator, Stacey Vanek-Smith, is here. Stacey, we heard from Tim and Madison. Colin couldn't stay with us. Tim is a business owner and said, you know, hiring people has been a problem even before the pandemic era. Tim said young people are moving out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin has an aging demographic and wants to know, will there be a relief for business owners in the near future?
That's a great question. And we're definitely hearing that from companies all across the U.S. 11 million people quit their jobs in December. So, we're seeing people quitting every month, and it's kind of a puzzle. I mean, it's something economists are talking a lot about, and it's having huge effects on the economy, the whole economy, and then individual businesses, of course. I do think there is something interesting here, which is a lot of the working from home during the pandemic. I think that isn't going to go away entirely. I think there's going to be a lot more flexibility. And one effect that could have, I think, is a lot of the US's economy has been concentrated in what are these so-called super cities like New York and San Francisco, where all these jobs are concentrated. And so if people want to work in certain industries like tech, or it, you know, going to a place like San Francisco, Silicon Valley, or if you want to work in finance, going to New York, that was always kind of the way to have the most opportunity, the most jobs to be offered. I think that's actually changing. I think people are, because working from home and remote work has had such a boost from the pandemic, I think people are starting to move to other places where they can have more space, where the quality of life might be better, where they might be near family. So I do actually think there could be some positive news for the US going forward, that people really want remote work. Flexibility is one of the things that workers are really asking for right now. And I think part of the reason for that is that they don't want to necessarily live in a huge city. They want to go somewhere where it's easier to raise a family. They can, you know, have a yard or a second bedroom, or just, you know, have a little bit of a different quality of life.
Well, you know, at any given point, people will be between jobs. That is natural. You know, I think they call it frictional unemployment. And that's actually, if I understand this right, healthy for an economy, because people feel free enough to quit a job so they can look for a better one. Are we in those circumstances now?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So one of the interesting things about the number of people quitting is that economists look at it as kind of a measure of confidence in the economy, because the unemployment rate shows how fast people who don't have jobs can get jobs. But the number of people quitting every month, and it's 11 million people in December, which is a lot, that shows how confident people who already have a job are feeling. So if you quit your job, you know, generally you feel pretty sure that you can get another job quickly. And most of the people, I should say, who are quitting their jobs do have something else lined up or take something else right after that. But, you know, you don't quit your job if you're feeling nervous about the economy. So that is a great sign of confidence.
Andrew from Whitewater called in and is said, you know, the national debt is very high. How does our national debt affect the purchasing power for the U.S.? And what impact does that have on prices and inflation?
That's interesting. So the national debt, absolutely right, has just sort of skyrocketed with all of the stimulus and the aid that the government gave out, and also just all of the ordering of stuff that we've been doing. I would say everybody took on a lot of debt recently. So I don't think the US is a standout in that way. So many countries, everybody was struggling with COVID and taking on lots of debt to try to help people and help businesses kind of get through this crisis. I think for right now, things are okay. The issue becomes, I mean, the U.S. has always, or not always, but for many decades, the government sells bonds. That's one of the main ways the government raises money, treasury bills, government treasuries, T-bills. And that is essentially the government selling its debt. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, it's been such a desirable, such a safe investment. Right now, we're starting to see it become less desirable. The government is paying higher rates for people to borrow it. So that is something we're watching for sure.
Stacy, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Kate. Thank you so much for having me.
Stacy Vanek-Smith, NPR correspondent and co-host of Planet Money's The Indicator. Stay with us. Ahead this hour, we talk with Governor Evers about his State of the State address. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.